Hello, everyone. My name is Yang-Yun Lee at S-Core, Samsung Company. It's my pleasure to be here with you today. The title of today's presentation is Design and Implementation of Tizen Emulator. This presentation is prepared to let you know the technical aspects and the special characteristics of Tizen Emulator. I hope that this presentation will be of great value of those who being ready to develop Tizen application or platforms. Okay, I'll begin by summarizing the contents of my presentation. Firstly, I'll introduce Tizen Emulator and its features, and next, I'd like to explain the key design points of Tizen Emulator, and then I will review the details of our design and implementation, such as Tizen Virtual Board and its devices, as well as additional functionalities. And finally, I will talk about the effectiveness of our design and implementation. Okay. Tizen SDK provides three development runtimes: web simulator, emulator, and physical phone. If you want to develop a simple basic web application, then you may use a web simulator. However, if you want to develop native application or you want to use more platform services such as storage or IPC, then you should use emulator or real physical phone or real physical devices. Of course, you should pay money to use physical devices, or you should attend many of these Tizen conferences. Tizen Emulator is not a single tool, but consists of three tools: QEMU-based emulator, emulator manager, and event injector, which makes you to develop your application or platform even without a physical phone. Emulator manager makes you to create your own virtual target and launches the emulator. This is the overall architecture of Tizen Emulator. As I said, emulator manager makes you your own target and launches the emulator. Once the emulator has been launched, you can launch your application or debug your application typically using Tizen IDE. And also you can use event injector to generate virtual events such as various sensors or location information or something others. These devices cannot be supported by typical PC or laptops. So it is very useful tool, event injector. Okay, this table shows the features of Tizen Emulator. Firstly, about usability, you can easily download SDK and use emulator for free. And you can configure your own hardware aspects, something like display resolution or RAM size. This cannot be supported by physical targets. And another advantage is high performance. There is our guest our Tizen guest is built as x86, so we can use hardware virtualization support, you know, Intel VTX or AMD V. And several optimization techniques, such as codec and GLES acceleration, makes the emulator to be more faster. On the other hand, there is a weak point about compatibility. That means Tizen emulator doesn't support some devices, such as Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, or radio. But important thing here is that it is not a big problem to develop your application. So, okay, let us discuss how these features have been realized. Before getting down to discuss the key design points, we need to clarify some terminologies, that is emulation and simulation. Emulation means, emulation is a strict implementation of hardware device specification, and also it is the conventional chemist approach. Contrast to emulation, the simulation is API-centric implementation of the corresponding device, corresponding software stack. That can be called software abstraction. For example, Volio is an example of a simulation. As you can see, simulation can modify the framework, so it can give the opportunity to give more flexibility and to give more performance. Okay, which one do you prefer, emulation or simulation? For our case, we choose both models. So we call that hybrid emulation, which is the key design point of our emulator. You can see from the figure, this is a typical architecture of target platform. Yeah. To emulate this, we built our guest as x86 binary and provide a virtual world based on KEMU. And some devices use emulation technique, such as CPU, Intel controller, RTC, and so on. And also, we have adapted simulation techniques for OpenGL and codec and event injector. Furthermore, we can use hardware virtualization support because our guest is x86. This is an important thing here. As I mentioned, simulation can modify the framework layer, so we should take care defining the layer. OEM abstraction layer is the layer independent of a lot of software stack and hardware devices, and OAL guarantees the platform compatibility above that. As you can see, the individual Tizen subsystems have their own shapes of OAL. For example, for codec, we have replaced the GStreamer codec plugin so as to be accelerated by host. That is one example of simulation. Okay, until now, we have looked at the key design points, hybrid emulation and OAL. What I emphasize here is that hybrid emulation gives better performance and better flexibility, and OAL guarantees framework compatibility. From now on, let us look at some more details of our implementation. Tizen Virtual Board provides the hard device implementation, such as you know, CPU, RAM, or some others, which is constructed with KEMU PC board and VAR-IO devices from KEMU, and also newly implemented devices from Tizen. As you can see, these devices are very different from a typical ARM-based target. But don't worry, because we have OAL. Above OAL, we guarantee the framework compatibility. And we can use hardware virtualization support. So our guest runs very, very much faster than typical emulators. There is basically our guest runs on directly on host CPU, which is supported by hardware VT. However, we don't forget non-VT environments. That is typically 20 to 30% occupy of total pieces of laptop. Just my guess. For non-VT environments, we have done some optimization, such as removing core affinity and guest memory optimization, and separate display thread. All of these make Tizen emulator to be more faster. And one of the characteristic features of Tizen emulator is emulator scan. Our emulator scan is written in Java SWT, there are two reasons. The one is to give more portability for host platform, and the other is to support more richer functions. Typical KEMU-based emulator uses SDL, simple direct media layer, but SDL does not support rich functions. Just for example, SDL cannot support pop-up menu, right-click mouse menu. But our scan, written in Java, easily support the pop-up menu. we can support OpenGL ES with high performance. Yeah, 3D graphics is very important in mobile platforms. However, the hardware graphic chip and their specification are much different from one another. So we have taken an approach of GL API passing and off-screen rendering in host. However, off-screen rendering typically slows down the performance because of the overheads of passing through and copying back overhead. So we have adopted geocoming buffering. Geocoming buffering has much resolved this performance problem. So Tizen emulator learns geo application very faster. Okay. In the Tizen emulator, it is possible to run video codec in guest. It may be strange to you, but no other emulators do not support this. They cannot run video file in without VTX isolation. It is not trivial because QEMU TCG, tiny code generator, is not fast enough to run guest video codec. So we have taken approach of codec API passing similar to OpenGL and delegated by host. That means decoding and encoding operation of a multimedia stream performed in host using host CPU. So we can run video codec. Okay, so far we have reviewed some cases of our devices, and from now on, let us look at some advanced functionalities. Event injector is one of our outstanding features of our Tizen emulator. Event injectors support rich event injection for easy testing for your application, and it is very much user friendly. As you can see, it provides several GUI interfaces. It is so simple to use. And as I said, without event injector, you cannot use any of these various sensor, location information, and SMS, NFC, and some devices event. Because there is no such devices in PC or laptops. Okay, host directory sharing is a useful feature for those who want to manipulate lots of resource files, large files. Yeah, it can share directory files between guest and host much easily. Somewhat strangely, this feature is not supported by other emulators, including Android. Only Tizen and Bada emulator support this feature. So you don't need to send or receive individual files between guest and host. Just simple copy to your explorer, your file explorer, then you can use the file in Tizen guest. Another advanced feature is emulator manager. Emulator manager makes developers to experience various devices and test various combination of hardware devices, such as I said, display resolution. Using AMOLED manager, you can use WVGA, HD, or HEVGA, and some others. Physical target cannot do this. And also, you can save your disk spaces when you test multiple file system images, which can be done by QCAL2 image format, which shares base image. So you can share one base image and use multiple child images. So you can use multiple your file system images. And also, you can create your own base image. That means once you create your own base image, you can use the further sharing, further branching your development. So I think it is useful for when you develop multiple file system images. Okay, yeah. Until now, we have reviewed a design and implementation of Tizen emulator. To wrap up, I'd like to evaluate our design and implementation. Firstly, hybrid emulation is effective for mobile emulator. As you can see the result, before hybrid emulation, we could not use OpenGL or Codec. You can see a zero FPS. That means it did not work. But after adapting hybrid emulation, we can use them. As you can see, it's acceptable performance for WebGL, even without VT. Six FPS, and for H.264 decoding, and also even without VT, 3.7 FPS. And next, x86 guest boosts up the emulator performance with the hardware VT support. Even up to, as you can see the result, even up to 10 times faster than without VT. If we don't use x86 guest, we cannot get this performance. An event injector and emulator manager is very user friendly and easy to use. And also, event injector makes you to test various device events. And also, emulator manager provides interfaces to experience various set of hardware configuration. And so you can test portability of devices. Okay. All of these features, I'm sure that these all of features make your development to be more richer and more easier. I believe that. Okay, that ends my presentation. Thank you for your time.
Further questions?
Yeah, any questions?
Okay. Yes, I actually have one question here. So, you know, these performance numbers are very interesting to me. Were there any cases where turning on VT actually decreased performance that you came across?
You mean the case of degrading performance with VT?
Yes, yes. So that when you turned on VT, instead of getting better, it got worse?
No worse.
Okay, there were no cases at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the things get better. Yeah.
Okay.
I to support multiple running instances in one physical machine. Concurrently.
Yes, our emulator can run in multiple instances in same machine. Yeah.
Yes.
So is this your question?
Yes.
This is a special feature of our emulator. Other emulators, cannot do this. I think, especially for Windows, because for Windows, Cameo has a limitation of core affinity. Due to core affinity, if more than one instance running, then performance get to a very lower. But we have resolved the core affinity problem. We removed core affinity. Okay. Any more questions?
I noticed that the performance numbers were for Ubuntu with a VT. So
yeah.
Is it comparable to the Intel's HAXM for the Windows too, when you were running on Windows?
We have a Windows emulator.
But
current version Tizen 1.0 supports on OpenGL only on Ubuntu. No Windows support for OpenGL.
Huh.
So we have no OpenGL performance data on Windows.
Okay.
But codec
but
we have
in
codec
general.
Yeah, codec in general. Well, we have data. Basically similar to Ubuntu, but HAXM is slightly less performance than KVM.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And the source for this is available on a Git tree? Is it open source or close?
No. HAXM.
No, I mean the emulator.
Oh, sure. Emulator is open source. Okay. But HAXM is not open source, you know. Okay, any more questions? Okay, thank you for your time again.
Thank you.